Okay, so for today's Limud HaMishtabura Yomi, we learn about a couple of details regarding the Kablan arrangement on Shabbos. So, as we mentioned in the past, there's a basic difference between two arrangements on Shabbos that a Jewish employer might have with a non-Jewish employee. Number one is the arrangement of a Schir Yom, where the non-Jew is your worker and is being paid by time. He's being paid by the hour, by the time that he works. That's a more stringent form of arrangement because in this case, since the Jewish employer is in charge of the time that the non-Jewish employee works, when the non-Jew works on Shabbos for his employer, it's as if the non-Jew is working as an agent of the Jew, and therefore it's as if the Jew does the malacha, and it's a problem if the worker is doing malacha on Shabbos. However, in general, a kablan is a much better arrangement to have. A kablan means it's a contractor. The non-Jew is not being paid for the hour and by time, but rather is being paid for a completed job. In that case, that which he decides to do the work on Shabbos is his own decision. He's doing it on his own behalf. He's not a shliach, an agent of the Jew when he does his malacha, and therefore, in general, it's going to be permissible to have this arrangement for Shabbos. So if let's say you give your car into a mechanic, and you give it to him on Friday, you're going to pick it up on Tuesday, and you know that he's going to do work on Shabbos on your car, it's mutter, because since you're paying him for a completed job for a fixed car, you don't care exactly when he does his work. Therefore, when he does decide to do the work on Shabbos, he's doing it on his own volition. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it as your agent, and therefore it's permissible. We mentioned one of the exceptions to the rule, and that is that even though the non-Jew, if he's a kablan, is allowed to do work for the Jew on Shabbos, nevertheless, the Jew can't instruct the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos. You can't be kivei malachta b'Shabbos, so you can't arrange it that he's explicitly told and directed to do any malacha on Shabbos. That's also even if it's a kablan. And even if you don't explicitly direct him to do the malacha on Shabbos, but if the only way for him to possibly do his job is by working on Shabbos, it's as if you told him to do it on Shabbos, and it's also going to be problematic. So if let's say you give the car into the mechanic right before Shabbos, and you pick it up right after Shabbos, and the only way for him to do his job is by working on Shabbos, by you hiring him, it's as if you're commanding him to do it on Shabbos, and therefore it's a problem. Okay? So I quickly will now go into a detail of this halacha that has a very interesting practical application. So, for example, you have the following case. You own an apartment building, and the apartment building employs a non-Jewish manager or a non-Jewish superintendent. Now, you need, as the boss of the building, you need this guy who's the manager or who is the superintendent to be on call for any emergencies that might come up on Shabbos. How are you supposed to do this? Because even though he's a kablan, but if you're being koveya malachta b'Shabbos, it's also if you actually need him and direct him to do work and be available on Shabbos, that should ostensibly be a problem. And the question is, then how do I go about arranging my building to have this manager or superintendent available for emergencies on Shabbos? So that's the question. Because even though most managers and superintendents have the status of a kaplan, because they're being paid for their work and they're not being paid by the hour, and therefore, technically, it's the better type of arrangement to have because the manager or the superintendent maybe is a kaplan. Nevertheless, you can't explicitly tell a kaplan to work on Shabbos. And the question then is, if I need that super to be on call for emergencies, let's say there's a problem with the heating, there's a problem with the plumbing, I need him to be there in case some emergency develops, then how do I arrange it that it gets done on Shabbos? So the Paiskim generally allow this particular arrangement in spite of the fact that you're actually asking him to be available on Shabbos based on a halacha that we learned quite recently. The Rishonim talk about a case where a Jew purchased the rights from the government to collect a certain toll and a certain tax on a certain road. And basically, the halacha is that even though a kablan is not allowed to have this arrangement in the event that the Jewish employer is being koveya malachta b'Shabbos and explicitly directing the non-Jew to do work on Shabbos, in the event that you, let's say, bought a toll and a tax that needs to be collected on Shabbos, and the Jewish employer, the Jew, will suffer a significant loss if he just forgoes the profits of Shabbos, because the business won't function properly if you don't include Shabbos. We are makel, and we allow the arrangement to be made as long as there's a kablan type of arrangement, even though there's a certain kiveya malachtai aspect on Shabbos. And therefore, in this case, the halacha would be that if no one would be available to take care of the emergency on Shabbos, the landlord is claiming that he'd lose tenants and the entire business can't and will not function properly. We therefore will say that it's allowed and it's permitted for him to ask the super to respond to emergency calls on Shabbos. Why? Because in this case, he would otherwise incur a significant loss. However, the Paiskim say that in this case, the worker should be paid separately for the work that he does on Shabbos. In other words, his regular salary should be for the work he does during the week, and the super should be paid a separate fee specifically for jobs that he does on Shabbos. So a special kabbalonis arrangement should be arranged for Shabbos, and in that case, it will be mutter, because otherwise the boss and the owner of the apartment building will suffer a loss. So basically what we're saying is that even though a kablan generally shouldn't be in the arrangement where the non-Jewish worker is told to do malacha on Shabbos, but if there's a case of significant loss, it's permissible, but it should be a separate fee for jobs that's being done on Shabbos in a kablanas type fashion.